Good morning, it's Robin. Can I help you?
Hey, Robin, it's Charlie with Local Splash.
Wait, I can't hear you. Say it. Who is it?
It's Charlie from Local Splash. Local Splash.
Hi, Charlie.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I sent you a text message. We had a glitch in our system, and it spammed you. Did you receive all those text messages? I want to apologize.
Let me look. I'm looking at them. I'm going over them right now.
Okay.
And I'll see if I have any there.
Are you on the right phone? I know you have two phones.
Well, I'm on 808-276-3281.
Okay.
Wait,
yeah.
Am I? Let me see. I found out I have three phones. I'm going, oh, God, this makes it worse.
Oh, man.
Am I ever going to figure out what the hell's going on? I'm just going to have to trust. This is why I went with you, because I felt like I could trust that you guys would make sure that I got set up correctly, because I don't have time to worry about shit like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And plus, most of the time I don't understand. It either works or it doesn't work.
Right. I just need you to sign your...
Right now, I don't see anything.
Okay, that's weird. I sent you a text message, too, so... okay, because we're going to do the onboarding call here in a little bit. I'm just waiting for them to get with me. They're with another customer right now. But I need you to sign your terms and conditions. I thought I sent it to you.
You may have, because about half an hour ago, I took a look to see if it was there, and I didn't see it, but I got it interrupted by another project. So I've got it in my hand right now. Let me look at this one. Which phone is this? My problem is one of the phones will go out, but we're using all the same people for our phones. But it goes out, and then I'm sitting there going, shit, now what do I do? And then I wait a little while, and then I go back in, and then I find my messages, and sometimes I get stuck on things like, Megan's drastic U-turn will angry Kate relent and allow her back into the fold? And I'm going, who gives a shit?
Yeah, that's hilarious.
She doesn't even look black. Yeah. And if she was, so what? Who cares?
Yeah, you know how it is. Do you want me to resend you that link, or just so that way you can just pop up right away?
Yeah, because I'm looking right now, and I'm not seeing anything. But let me just go a little bit further down.
No problem. Should just be kind of like right at the top there. All right, let's see.
Nope, I don't see anything.
Okay,
I'm seeing confirmation.
It was just sent to 808-278-3281, okay?
208-276-3281.
276. Did I say 8? I'm sorry.
Yeah, you said 278, and I go, that's not it.
Yeah, 276-3281. I just sent it over to you. Let me know when you get it. How's the weather over there? Is it nice and sunny, or is it humid and rainy?
Same every day. Humid. Perfect. And it's not really that humid where I am. I mean, it can be if you're like, for example, what's a good example? If you're in Oahu, which is where all the famous beaches are for going and relaxing and walking around. And if you want to do shopping, all the high-end shops are there too. And you get a lot of people that come in from Japan and places like that. And they'll go and they'll spend a fortune at Louis Vuitton or whomever. Me, I go to I don't go, I go into the shops and take a look at them and look at the prices. And then I kind of chuckle because whenever I'm going on business to, what's the name of that country? To Taiwan? No, to Bangkok, to Bangkok. I go to Bangkok. There are so many companies that make copies of this stuff for a fraction of the price. And I prefer actually those over my real Louis Vuittons, which I have. And it's just amazing how good they are at copying this stuff. So why spend the extra money? And I say that because I had all the real stuff before I ever got turned on to that part of the world for finding things. And then I got into the business of having production being done, and I would go over there, and when I would be wandering around looking at what was available, I'm just going, why am I paying all this money, especially when somebody would break into my house and steal it all? And I'm just going, now they can have the fake shit from now on.
Exactly.
And the fake stuff looks as good, if not better, than the real stuff, because they've done such a great job of producing the products and making it look exactly like what they want it to look like.
Yeah, that's true. They do that a lot with the shoes industry as well. Like, they have like fake Nikes and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Got to have a Nike, so it could be a fake, Nike. For me, when I go to like a party at somebody's house here in Hawaii, let me back up. I always go to Walmart and buy the cheapest sandals I can find, and we call them flip-flops. And the reason I do that is because when I go to a housewarming party or something like that, and everybody takes off their shoes at the front door, and now you've got like 100 pairs of sandals, because almost everybody's wearing sandals. And when you wear all these sandals out there, then the people are going to take the nice ones that are leaving first, because they're a little bit drunk or else they don't care. For me,
right,
I always get the cheapest one, and if somebody takes mine, that's okay. I just go down to the store the next day and buy myself another pair for $3. And
the way to do it. That is the way to do it.
So okay, yeah. Now Bora, let's get back.
Yeah, I sent you the text message. Did you receive it? Should have just a link on it. I just sent you a link. It should come from an 877 number.
I'm looking now. No.
Anything?
Nothing yet. That's just quiet. Okay. I'm not seeing anything.
Interesting.
I'm still looking. Let's not give up hope. Ah, this is interesting. This doesn't have anything to do with what we're talking about, but as I'm going through here, the U.S. files first ever charges against Chinese fentanyl manufacturers. They're the ones that started the whole process of all these people dying from fentanyl overdoses. And when this is going back, probably 4 years ago, 5 years ago, and I would ask my friends, I said, what the hell is fentanyl? And then I saw it in the news, and it's explained that it was fake cocaine. But the problem was, it was the Chinese would make it with the chemical, and then they wouldn't mix it up enough, and then they would ship it out by FedEx, and people, the drug dealers would take it and make it into the coke, what people think is coke, but it wasn't, and it killed them. So then I'm thinking, why don't we just send the stuff back and the people who are making it, have them try a little bit of it. And then that would solve our problem. But now the cartels have it. And the fentanyl, the problem with it, it was good, but when they mixed it up and what they were looking for, localsplash.com, I just got it.
Nice. Okay, click on that link right there.
Yeah, so hang on just 1 second. So anyway, yeah. What they were doing is they were mixing it up, but they weren't mixing it up enough. And so
it was more toxic than cocaine, huh?
Yeah, so it was killing people immediately. Yeah, and I mean, they'd be high for maybe 5 seconds and dead after six. And I'm just like, God, there's a good reason never to ever use any drugs, period. But,
yeah.
But when I saw it, and I saw that the way that they shipped it from China, because I work with the Chinese companies a lot, and they mix it with China, and then they send it by FedEx to the drug dealers in the U.S., I'm just going, there's something wrong with this picture. Mm-hmm. FedEx needs to get in there, do more work.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so back to you. No more drug talk, no more fentanyl. That's just my take on fentanyl.
All right, so click on that link. That's the terms and conditions link.
I'm looking for the link. God, what's going on here?
You just had it.
He's crazy enough. Where's yours? Where's your email? Oh, it's just here.
Okay. I'm going to call you right back, okay? I'm going to call you right back, okay?
No problem.
Okay.
No problem.